Morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This past Friday, September 1st, was an important day for the Orthodox Christian Church. Because on September 1st, every single year, the church celebrates the beginning of another ecclesiastical new year. It's the church's New Year's Day celebration, September 1st. And just like the world seems to do, at the beginning of every secular new year, on January 1st, when everybody likes to make New Year's resolutions, promises that they hope to fulfill in the coming new year, this first day of the church calendar year is always a good time for Christians to also take a step back, to look over the past year, to reflect, and to take inventory of our own life as Christians, and to maybe use this time to make a few adjustments to our lives. Adjustments that might allow us to become a better reflection of our faith to the world around us. And one good way that we can all do this is to make our own resolution or promise to ourselves to work on applying the Word of God found in the pages of Scripture to our own personal daily struggle in this world. And these first few days of the church new year offers us a great reminder of exactly how we can possibly take advantage of that and utilize it for ourselves on a daily basis. On September 1st, which was Friday, the church calls to mind the life of a particular saint who spent most of his entire life doing just that, trying to find ways to apply the Word of God to his own life. Saint Simeon, the Stylite, is the one who is always commemorated on the first day of every church calendar year because of his great faith and because of his deep desire and his longing to be close to God in this life. Saint Simeon was a 5th century monk who spent 37 years of his life living in isolation. That's more than half of his life. He spent it in isolation, in constant prayer, in contemplation, and in reflection. In his early 30s, instead of living in a cave, like a lot of other monks usually do, Saint Simeon decided that he was going to live on top of a 60-foot high pillar in the middle of the wilderness, so that he could live and so that he could pray in a place which was physically closer to heaven, he thought, and physically closer to his heavenly Father. He became famous because of his prayer life and his ability to preach. And soon after his death in the year 459, a church was built around the site where he isolated himself on that pillar. The church, which is in ruins today, is located close to Aleppo, Syria, about 60 miles away, I think. And that church is really the inspiration for the facade of our own Basilica of St. Mary. The front of our church is modeled after the church of St. Simeon the Stylite in Aleppo. St. Simeon is an important historical figure for us, remembered every single year on the first day of the church new year because of his deep love for God, and his sincere desire to be close to him. And because of the reminder that he gives us about the importance of incorporating prayer into our own daily routine. But today, the first Sunday which follows the celebration of the church's new year, the church also reminds us in both the epistle and in the gospel message of several more ways that we can apply the Word of God to our own daily lives. The first is found in the epistle lesson, taken from one of St. Paul's letters to the Corinthians. In it, St. Paul appeals to his audience, which were the early Christians, to remain watchful at all times for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that no one knows the time, no one knows the day, or no one knows the hour when Christ will return to reunite those who have prepared themselves to enter the heavenly kingdom of heaven. So St. Paul reminds them to stand firm in his faith. That's what we heard this morning. And to be courageous and to be strong in their Christian conviction. And that they should do all things in love for their neighbor. And then, at the end of the epistle, which is also the conclusion to this first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, St. Paul uses an Aramaic phrase that only appears twice in all of Scripture when he says, "Maranatha," which means, "O Lord, come." It's also used by St. John in the very last sentence of the very last book of the Bible, Revelation. And the phrase was also used, I found out, at the conclusion of the Eucharistic gathering of the early Christians in the first century. So the phrase was considered to be an important reminder to early Christians, and it's an important phrase for all of us today as well. Why? Because today, our country is struggling to dig itself out of yet another natural disaster in Texas and in Louisiana. And in general, our world is struggling with so much violence and so much hate. Oftentimes, especially with the ease in which we receive worldly news today, it seems really almost too much to take in, almost too much to tolerate how much negativity and how much violence and how much destruction we have to hear every single day. And so the church reminds us at the beginning of another church calendar year to keep this phrase close to our heart so that it may become a part of our own daily prayer. Maranatha, O Lord, come. And then at the end of the gospel lesson that we heard this morning, we're given another important reminder of how to apply the Word of God to our daily lives. When Jesus addresses the religious authorities in Jerusalem by repeating one of the Psalms to them, Psalm 118, which says, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." And we still hear this phrase each and every single week here at church, repeated during the matin service as a weekly reminder to us that although Jesus was rejected and crucified by his own people, God gave us his Son to be utilized as the most important stone in the foundation of our very own spiritual houses, our own spiritual life. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone for our lives. Just as a material cornerstone is the most important stone in the architecture of any building structure. And if we have any architects, they could talk to you more about that. But I know this cornerstone plays a big role. And so we're reminded each week here at church with this phrase of who it is that is really at the foundation of our lives as human beings. And we're reminded of the love that God, the Heavenly Father, really has for all of us, that he sent his Son to become the cornerstone, not only for the building that is made up for all Christian believers, but that he is the very real cornerstone of our own salvation. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this first Sunday after the beginning of another church calendar new year, I'd like to end my sermon with the same very powerful words that were used by the early Christians in the first century at the conclusion of their worship service. They used this conclusion to remind themselves of where their focus as Christians should always be each and every single week. And they always ended their worship service or their Eucharistic gathering this way. May grace come, and may this world pass away. Hosanna to the God of David. If anyone is holy, let him come. If anyone is not, let him repent. Maranatha, O Lord, come. May this also be our reminder today as we begin another church calendar year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.